It's McCurley in the morning on this Friday, PWD, July the 17th. We're getting in the middle of that hot weather, and got somebody in the studio with me that I've known for a while. I respect him so much, and I want to welcome Mr. Matt Canoles. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Thank you, brother. Thank you for having me.
Hey, we want to talk a little bit about something that you guys have got coming up at the Cedar Creek Cowboy Church. And but first, I want to talk about Matt Canoles and his wonderful family. Been knowing you all and your in-laws and everybody for a long time. Tell us about Matt and what he's doing at the Cedar Creek Cowboy Church.
Man, just trying to make Jesus known. That's I don't mean that in an arrogant way, but that's our heart and that's our passion. Man, we do things a little different, and probably different than most people think when they come to church. But man, that's just our goal at the end of the day, is to point people towards Jesus.
You know, it's funny you mention that, because when people mention church, you know, there's so many different ways that you can worship. But if it's all for the same reason,
yes, sir,
people have to understand that church is just a building. It's what you do, yes, outside, sir, of that building, like you said, reaching people to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, tell us, first of all, for a lot of people that don't know where the Cedar Creek Cowboy Church is, I'm going to be willing to say that it's almost halfway between Childersburg and Fayetteville, maybe.
Yes, sir.
Maybe a little closer.
The physical address is 6760 Childersburg Fayetteville Highway, and I'm not sure exactly how far it is. You know, if you came from Sylacauga, you would turn right at Big Daddy's and head back towards Childersburg, and it's 3 or 4 miles down the road on the left. But if you turn at the red light in Childersburg off 280, it's exactly 7 miles.
Wow.
On the right, yes, sir.
And, of course, give me some times that you services and everything. Tell us if somebody wants to visit, what time they need to be there. And
yes, sir. So we do two services. We do one on Sunday morning, and we do our service fairly early. The sign out front says 9:30. I don't know in the last 11 years if we started at 9:30. I tell people 9:45-ish is a good time. But man, even at that, you know, if you're there by 10 o'clock, you ain't missed a whole lot. So, man, we start at 10 o'clock on – or 9:45, 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings, and then we do – on Wednesday nights, we do a we break out into Bible study, and we do a men's group and a women's group and a youth group and a kids group. And so, man, just to try to give every person the time, you know, to kind of get with like-minded people and speak to things that are relevant to each of their lives. And, man, we just try to keep it real, man. And I grew up in church and going to church, and so the last thing we want to do is for that thing to turn religious or churchy. Man, it's just about Jesus and how we can grow individually towards Him closer every day.
I know last year you had a live nativity scene, and yes, that thing just, it blew up. You couldn't even hardly get into the y'all were very blessed to do that, and it turned out really well.
Yes, sir. No, I think that was the fifth year that we've done the live nativity, and we do a lot of events at the church, a lot of things in the arena. But man, that by far is the favorite thing personally, and as a church. I mean, if you ask most of the people in the church, they're going to tell you, regardless of the rodeos and the ropings and the things we do, the live nativity is definitely our favorite thing to do. And it has. It's been amazing to me. I think the first year we did that, we had 3 or 4 scenes, and now we have 8 or 10. And the first year, you know, a couple hundred people came through there, and man, it's been crazy. I think we're doing 200-300 people a night now.
Yep.
In the live nativity thing. So it's been a great thing, a really great thing. Yes, sir.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to keep Matt here for a little while this morning. And, of course, we're going to talk to him about an event they've got coming up at the Cedar Creek Cowboy Church. Some things have changed with the rodeo. We're going to tell you about that, but also going to dig inside and let Matt tell you about his family and what they're doing. And, of course, we'll do that after more Hit Kicking Country right here on McCurley in the Morning. Matt Canoles in studio with me here at Kicks 100.3. We're talking to Cedar Creek Cowboy Church. Matt is the pastor there. They have a great time. They have a great group of people. I talked with somebody. I'm not going to mention her name because she'll kill me, but I talked with somebody the other day that's a member of his church that I went to school with, and they're just doing wonderful things down there. If you know where Kay Hatchie is, pretty much just right there at Kay Hatchie, just short of it, is the Cedar Creek Cowboy Church. church. And of course, Matt, you've also got a young man that tell us a little bit about your family. I'm not going to get too much into Jack because I know you're proud of him, but tell us about your entire family.
Yes, sir. So I'm married to Mallory. We've been married for 20 years. It's amazing. It blows my mind, man, that she hung around and stuck in there with me for 20 years. But man, I tell her all the time, I think she gets prettier by the day. And then we have an 18-year-old son named Jack. Man, just graduated high school, and he's fixing to move to Georgia, which is about to rip my heart out, to play football for Point University. And man, he is just he told me the other day, man, he said, "Dad, I'm not so sure that I'm still just fired up about football, but I know that's the purpose that God has for me." And man, as a dad, like, not to be churchy or religious again, but man, it just it blows me away that that's his heart. And then Cooper's 14, and man, that sucker loves to rope, and that's all he's ever done. Mallory looked some videos up the other day. He is 2 or 3 years old and come running around the house with just a diaper on and a rope. And man, he played several sports as he was younger, but man, he always came back to roping. And so that's his heart, that's his passion. And there again, though, man, he comes to me all the time, and he's like, "Dad, you know, what do you think about this?" Or, you know, it's just the way he seeks after Jesus is a different way, but man, it's great. And then we got Dally. She turned 3 in December, and man, that's a surprise. I thought we were done. Mallory thought we were done. But God had a different plan, and man, I'll say this. Everybody always told me raising girls was different, and I'm like, man, they're just kids. They're just kids. They're all the same. And until that little girl got placed in my hands, and I realized I hated every man in the world, including myself, you know? So, but no, she is a blessing for sure. So, you know, I get to be a girl dad now and get my fingernails painted and makeup put on regular, so it's fun.
It is so funny that you mention that because growing up, 2 boys, KJ and Deuce. Listen, but when KJ had that little girl, I'm telling you now, I didn't think there were things that Papa would do, but Papa does anything with that little girl. And we play a country song here on our station. I'm sure you've heard it, Rodney Atkins, several times about his daughter, actually, and
yes, sir,
talking to that son that's coming to get her to take her out on a date, and talking about, "I'll be sitting here on the porch cleaning this gun."
Yes, sir.
And I don't really want to go that far, but that's the way you are the same way,
sir.
Too.
Yes, sir.
Those little girls are precious. Boys are, you know, I can remember when we lived in Fayetteville, on Saturdays, we had a little concrete pad out there with a basketball goal, and it'd be 10 or 12 of them out there every Saturday. And as long as you had a $5 Little Caesars and a box of Little Debbie cakes and jug of sweet tea, you never knew they were there. They'd beat each other to death. Girls are a little different.
Yes, sir.
But I'm so proud of you and Mallory, and also proud of Jack. We had a story on him, and of course, signing with Point, and he's going to be down there playing football. If you don't know where that is, that's just across the Georgia line. And I know Matt is killing him for him to go, but I'm going to tell you what, that's no more than about an hour and 15, 20 minutes away.
No, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is. It's not far. And it's what I know about Point so far, it's a great place, especially for kids that, you know, might not can handle a big university. You know what I mean?
Right. It's a
really small campus. It's all condensed down into about 2 city blocks, I mean, for the whole thing. And it's so when we went over there for the visit, I was really impressed on what they do there. So it's cool.
Well, listen, Matt is going to talk with me a little bit more. We're going to talk about this big rodeo that's coming up at the Cedar Creek Cowboy Church. I'm going to give Matt a chance to tell you the visions of this church, what this money that is going to be raised for is doing at Cedar Creek Cowboy Church. And we'll do that after some more Hit Kicking Country. John Party and Luke Bryan here on Hit Kicking Country, Kicks 100.3. What a great song to lead into talking about a rodeo, Cowboys and Plowboys. They're on our station. And of course, Matt Canoles, the pastor at Cedar Creek Cowboy Church, in here with me. And now, coming up at the end of this month, they're going to be hosting the Cedar Creek Cowboy Church Rodeo. Now, Matt, this is something that our good friends Chris and Devin Rowland started several years ago, I know, because both of their boys now in college rodeo, and we've had them on here. But listen, tell us about this rodeo in general. But first, the money that's going to be raised for this, Tell us what that's going to do. Yes, tell sir. Us your vision.
All right. So rodeo is July 31st and August 1st. Gates going to open at 6. At 7 o'clock each night, we're going to have a mutton busting. So, like, for the kids that are 7 years old and younger, and there is a weight limit on that thing, and I can't remember what it is. So we're going to do that prior to the rodeo each night for that, starting at 7 o'clock. And then the rodeo will start at 8 o'clock and probably run to about 10 each night. But yeah, like Chris and Devin, man, they started this deal 4 or 5 years ago. And man, we're so thankful for them. And just they just didn't have the time to do it. And so they decided they weren't going to do it anymore. And so as a church, we were like, we'd kind of really like to keep that thing going. And we've never actually put the whole thing on as a church. We've just always hosted it in the past. And so, man, about 3 months ago, I shared something with our church that I felt like God had laid on my heart. And that was this, that, man, there was going to come a time, and I feel like it's going to be very near future, that, man, God was going to provide a way for us to cover the arena. And so a lot of people are like, man, why would you even cover the arena? But, man, weather and all the things a lot of times prevent us from being able to do things. And, mm-hmm. and like, specifically, we have a heart to try to do more things for special need kids and stuff like that. And so if we could provide a place in the shade that we could kind of keep semi-cool or semi-heated, that we could do things for them, man, that's our heart and our goal. And even just like this rodeo, we hope the thing will keep going. But, man, it doesn't a summer thunderstorm doesn't prevent that, you know, if there's a top over it. And so yep. That's a pretty big undertaking, and it's a lot of money. It's a lot more money than we don't have the money, right? And so this is not a plea to try to get people to beg and whatever, but I do believe that God's going to provide. And so I said that from the pulpit about 3 months ago, and one of the guys in our church just threw it out there on social media that I'm going to stand with my pastor and I'm in agreement with this. Wow. And so Mr. Billy Hudson from Double Creek Rodeo Company had reached out to him, and he was like, man, I felt like God was asking me what I was going to do to help this church. And so Mr. Billy puts on rodeos, and so he offered to come and provide his services.
Wow.
At no cost, so we could do that. So all the money that we raise from the rodeo this year is going to go to put a top over it, which is a cool thing. And so I know it's kind of corny, and I know it's kind of goofy, and it's a play off a song, but they decided to call it Raising the Roof for Jesus. And so
how about that?
That's what we're going to call it this year. And but yes, sir, that's what we're doing.
Well, tell me a little bit right quick about what all somebody can see at the rodeo. What all's going to take place?
All right. So yes, sir. So like I said, the gates open at 6. And so from 6 until the time you leave, we're doing things a little different than we've done in the past. In the past, the church has kind of handled concessions. But this year, man, we have an array of food trucks coming.
Wow.
In. Yes, sir. So, barbecue. There's even a guy coming. You can get a steak this year at the rodeo. Hamburgers, hot dogs, all the things. And so, and then, man, we have ice cream trucks and snow cone trucks and roasted corn and pigskins. And, I mean, there's all kinds of things. So, there's a bunch of vendors coming for that. There's also vendors selling cowboy hats and things such as that. Got a custom leather guy coming. So there's all kinds of things to be seen just besides the rodeo. But
right.
Then at 7 o'clock each night, like I said, we're going to do the mutton busting. And so, like, there's a way to pre-register for that. You can go to the church's website and pre-register if you have a kid that's wanting to do that. Because we're only taking a certain amount each night just so we can make sure we can get them all through there. And each night, those kids, whoever wins the mutton busting is going to win a gold buckle. So that's a pretty cool thing for a kid.
That is cool.
Might not ever have a chance to win one of those. And then, man, after that, we're going to go right into the rodeo. And it's a full-blown pro rodeo. It's saddle bront riding, bareback riding, calf roping, team roping, steer wrestling, bull riding, barrel racing. Man, all of them. All the
wow.
things. So it's going to be cool.
All right, so tell me. Our listeners,
yes,
they
sir.
Love this kind of stuff. Where can they buy tickets? How much? What's the easiest way?
Okay, so obviously everybody can buy a ticket at the gate. Tickets are $20 a piece for adults and $10 for kids. Ages 5 and under are free. But if you do want to save just a little bit of money, you can go to cedarcreekcowboychurch.com on the website. In the very top right corner, there's two little lines. Click on the two little lines. It'll pop up another screen, a landing page. It'll say rodeo on there. Click on the rodeo, and you can purchase your tickets there. We set them up to be $5 off if you pre-order the tickets. But at the end of the day, I'm just being honest. I did it myself. there is a small fee that we have to pay. So it's like $16 something. So you do save a couple bucks if you want to pre-order your tickets on the website. Yes, sir.
So now this will be Friday night and Saturday night on August 31st and Saturday the 1st.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And, of course, everything's going to start at 6 o'clock down at Cedar Creek Cowboy Church. We're going to talk with Matt one more time when we come back. And I want to talk with him about how other people might want to help with this. Okay, if you see a need that God has told you, you want to help them in this vision that they have, we're going to tell you how you can do that when we come back on McCurley in the Morning. Matt Knowles, the pastor at the Cedar Creek Cowboy Church, is in studio with me. Just a great, great young man. I call him a young man. He's a lot younger than me. First of all, are you going to get on a bull?
No, sir. That's the second time happen. It's not going to happen. No, sir. Will not happen.
You know, I used to kid KJ and Deuce and Pam. They would ask me. We'd watch a lot of rodeo. And I always said, I've always wanted to get on one of those bulls. Just, you know. Let me tell you something. The older I got and the more disabled I got and everything, I don't want no part of that. That's some rough stuff, man.
No, sir. We love to rope, but I could care less about riding the bull.
Well, listen, we've got this Cedar Creek Cowboy Church rodeo coming up on July 31st, which is Friday night, and then on Saturday the 1st that night as well, down at the church. If there are people listening to our program, companies that just want to help. They have their own church. I get that. But, you know, we want to see a vision. They love rodeo and they love horses. They love kids. Because a lot of this, to be honest with you, is providing a future for our kids as well.
Oh, yes, sir.
And if they want to help but can't come, what do they need to do? Can they get in touch with you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, you can. You could reach out to me, and I stay out of the money side of everything. But, like, I'm not going to put everybody else's phone number out there, but I don't mind putting mine. It's 205-369-6371. If it's something, and there again, like, I got a bad taste in my mouth about, you know, churches and even pastors a lot of time. They'll be like, man, I feel like God showed me this. And so they want to guilt people into giving or, you know, and even weaponize the Bible into making people feel bad for not giving. But like I do, we believe with all our heart, man, that this is a vision God gave us. And so, man, we don't want to hinder that. And so, man, if there is anybody out there that would like to sponsor the rodeo, like, again, reach out to me. And you can, if you don't want to call me, you can get on our Facebook page and send a message to Cedar Creek Cowboy Church. And I can put you in touch with the people you need to talk to. Or if there's anybody out there, you know, that desires just to help and wants to get behind the vision as far as, because like I said, the proceeds from the rodeo are going to go to pay to put a top over the arena. And for us too, you know, it's about being able to serve our community, not just for rodeo stuff, but man, there's a lot of things that if you had a 200 by 300 covered place that you could do things in that the community could benefit from. And
absolutely.
That's one of the things we want to do. And then and also just, you know, there's a lot of kids that don't have an arena at their house, and being able to provide a place they can practice and do things to pursue their goals and dreams. But man, at the end of the day, we don't do anything. We play kickball in our arena sometimes and wiffle ball, but man, we don't do anything without sharing the gospel. And so, man, that's the whole reason for having a roof over it, is being able to do that at a greater capacity. And so, there again, man, we're just believing it. And if there is somebody out there that, man, that God's convicted, not Matt Knowles, because I don't want to convict anybody, to help out, man, we would love and appreciate that greatly.
And let me say this. I did not bring – Matt probably didn't know I was going to bring that up, but I didn't bring it up to guilt people either. I've been knowing this young man and his family for so, so long. And this is something that has been given to him by God to try to do. And his congregation, not just Matt, but his congregation is on board with this too. But this rodeo is going to be so much fun. But I promise you, it is a great deal of work. It's a big undertaking. And if your business wants to help and help to see their vision come through by putting a top over the arena, then you need to help. And of course, it's not a guilt to try to get money out of everybody, but we want to have a good time with this rodeo. And first of all, I want to say say thank you for coming in here on a Friday. And it's just, I tell you, been knowing your family. And I'm a little teary-eyed, too, that I'm not going to get to see Jack as much. But I will tell you, I am super proud of what he's doing.
Oh, yes, sir. Man, well, I thank you, Mr. David, for having me. And it is, it's a... Man, God is good. And we said that in church all the time. God is good all the time, all the time. God is good.
Yep.
And it is so stinking true. And, man, he has blessed me and my family way beyond measure. And I'm just so grateful, man, just to be a small part of what he's allowed us to do. But it's been really cool.
Absolutely. Matt Knowles, pastor at the Cedar Creek Cowboy Church. Come by and check out their services at 9:45 every Sunday morning. And then also the big rodeo coming up on July the 31st and August 1st. Matt, thank you for coming in here, buddy. We love you. And I want to come down and take some pictures of the rodeo. Would that be okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think a Radio Alabama live event at the rodeo would be
hey,
a cool thing.
So. I do too. I wonder, can I put one of our boss people on a bull?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would love to see that. And of course, listen, you can also pre-purchase your tickets by going to one more time, Cedar Creek
CowboyChurch.com.
Cedar Creek CowboyChurch.com. Click on the little lines up in the right hand corner. That'll get you to the event. And of course, you can save a little money, but tickets at the gate will be $20, and I think you said 5 and under are free, so I can bring my granddaughter.
Oh, that's right. And kids' tickets are $10 at the gate. Yes, sir.
So yes, plenty of food trucks, plenty of things to do on that weekend. We're just going to hope and pray that God provides great weather for it. And you know what? Maybe in a year or two, we won't have to worry about the weather.
Yes, sir.
Have
yes,
it
sir.
Anyway.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks to Matt Knowles.